Today I bring you some readings from Professor Francisco Alarcón, a Stanford alumni and professor at UC Davis. He joined the spiritual world in 2016. Here's a small poem by him called Spirit Book. Pages whispers, sigh, sing. Glimpse dance, left to right. I follow the drum, the scent, the stairs. Mountains mist spray my hair. I learn to undo what is done. An ancient jaguar roars at my face. We first honor the four directions, asking for permission, and we do this at every occasion, pleading to our ancestors for blessings, for permission to bring back our ancestors. For mestizos, chicanos, biracial children, descendants of the Mexica people of Mesoamerica. Día de los Muertos o Día de Muertos. It's an important community celebration, a celebration of respect for our beloved ones who have passed or left before us. Tradition full of light, full of cempasúchiles, marigolds, and the essence or the scent of copal, and the vivid memories. These traditions have become a manifesto of mestizaje, chicanismo, syncretism of Mesoamerica cosmology. When we celebrate these traditions, this is our way to connect to our ancestors, and so we may continue to have faith, faith in ourselves, and hope for our future. Thank you.
This morning, we commemorate Los Días de los Muertos, the Days of the Dead. We recreate an ancient ritual to honor our ancestors, to remember our loved ones, and to gather as a community to offer and receive support. Death. It is said that the very word burns the lips, and yet in some cultures, people dance with it, make fun of it, swallow it whole in the shape of a sugar skull. Ritual helps us to hold it together when everything falls apart. When we feel that the grief is so deep that we can't imagine a tomorrow or even the next breath without our loved one. Rituals are designed to help the living, to honor the ancestors, to give us strength, to bring some healing to our grieving hearts. For Mesoamerican peoples, the soul's trajectory had different destinations to regions of mystery, different levels and different lengths of time in getting there, depending on the cause of death. Some still believe that after 4 years, they return to us and visit us in the shape of monarch butterflies or hummingbirds. Today, these pre-Hispanic religious rituals help us mark a time when the connection between the spirit world, between the ancestors and ourselves, is renewed. Now, death is, of course, not an easy topic to broach, and we are mindful that our children are with us this morning. And yet, we want to create a space that encourages all of us to share our memories and that models for our children that it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to have mixed feelings or not know how to feel and what to do when we miss someone that we care for very, very much. Whether that someone was the love of our life, a grandparent, a parent, a child, a sibling, or our best friend, Mr. Goldfish. We miss them. We remember them. I was about 10 years old when my abuelita Rosario died. She was a school teacher and loved to recite poetry by heart. She loved to sing and to whistle and to decorate altars with beautiful flowers. We played store and I learned how to count. We played school and I learned calligraphy, just a fancy way of writing. And we played with dolls and I learned how to sew clothes for them. We watered her garden and I learned to recognize the scent of oregano, mint, rue, basil, and jasmine from her open hands. When she got older and older, it was hard for her to remember things, and sometimes she would tell the same story over and over again. Sometimes I would say, "Abuelita, Grandma, you already told me that." She loved to knit and crochet, and she made beautiful doilies. But sometimes she couldn't remember the patterns, and she would knit the same doily over and over again, just like her stories. Today I am grateful that my grandma repeated the same stories, because if she had only said them once, I probably wasn't listening, and I would have forgotten them. Maybe if I've heard it only once or seen it only once, I wouldn't have learned to knit, right? Because she started those doilies over and over again, I now am able to make them myself as I remember her. When she got even older, my grandmother died. I didn't know what that meant, and I was scared. Would I ever see her again? I asked my mother. "No, my dear, querida, only in your dreams. Will she ever tell me stories again?" "No, querida, now her stories are in your mind and in your heart for you to share." "But if I don't see her, will I forget her?" "No, querida, every time we decorate the altars together with beautiful flowers, we will remember her. She will be with us." I missed hearing my grandmother's voice, her whistling. I missed braiding her hair and eating fry bread together. I'm glad that I have a picture of my grandma and that I learned to make the doilies and that I can still remember her stories and her songs. Ya se va para los cielos ese querido angelito a rogar por sus abuelos, por sus padres y hermanitos. Cuando se muere la carne, el alma busca su sitio adentro de una amapola o dentro de un pajarito. La tierra lo está esperando con su corazón abierto, por eso es que el angelito parece que está despierto. Cuando se muere la carne, el alma busca su centro en el brillo de una rosa o de un pececito nuevo. The little angel has gone to heaven to pray for his grandparents, parents, and siblings. When the flesh dies, the soul searches for a place inside a hibiscus flower or a little tiny bird. Mother Earth is waiting with her heart wide open. When the flesh dies, the soul searches within the beauty of a rose or a new little fish. In his cradle, made of earth, the rain will wash his face in the morning. The soul searches in the mystery of the world that has opened a window. The butterflies are happy to see the little angel. They walk on tippy toes around his cradle. When the flesh dies, the soul goes directly to greet the moon and the morning star. Rituals are designed for us to take care of our souls, to take solace in this universal shared human experience, to bear witness to the kindness and compassion around us, companions on this shared journey called life, ephemeral, fragile, just like the tissue paper. My friend Leslie is a lifelong Unitarian Universalist. When I asked her what the ritual of El Día de los Muertos meant to her, she said, "The first time I went to see the altar, it blew me away. I anticipated going to a funeral, so muted colors and sounds. But I felt as though my experience from the past was in black and white. And I walked into a profusion of color, and it brought back life to my soul. I went thinking we needed to be polite, quietly share, maybe a little bit like group therapy. And then I saw the flowers, the different textures. I smelled the food. It was a multi-sensory experience, she said. It was so unexpected because it was so celebratory. It was an astonishing thing, she said. Saying presente, I felt it in my soul. Saying presente means they are here with us because we remember them. Saying presente, she said, felt liberating, connecting, knowing that this is a vehicle in our UU community to encourage us to bring our sorrows and our love right here. It's an offering, an ofrenda. It gave me another chance. It gave me another chance to remember the children I will never know. Unitarian Universalism is about community building. We do not preach about individual salvation. We believe that we need one another to save ourselves and each other in this broken, hurting world. We need one another to heal and find purpose and meaning in our days, especially in the face of tragic loss and heartache. We need the love and support of community to care for our grieving mind, body, and soul. So this morning, we open up the space to memory. Who are you remembering today? Actually, it isn't. So I am going to invite people to both say the names out loud and write them down on a piece of paper that looks like a monarch butterfly that we can later on hang on the tree. So I'm going to ask Lindley to give us some music while we remember and recall the names and write down their names or a message on the back of the piece of paper. And then I'm going to invite us to come forth and bring your photographs, your mementos, or the little butterfly that you wrote on, and bring it up to the altar.